If you've ever been in hospital, you will know how special the skills of the doctors and nurses are. We all know how busy they are too, but what can be done? The Norwich Community Hospital is finding answers to that question through a new project with volunteers. I spoke to Jules Alderson to find out how volunteers are making a difference. We'd like to know about your job, please. Can you tell me what you do and what the job is all about?
Yeah, of course. So my role is to set up a volunteer service for Norfolk Community Health and Care. So that's the NHS Trust, which covers the community services with a focus for us on Norfolk. I'm based here at the Norwich Community Hospital and I work alongside three volunteer coordinators. One person focuses on Norwich, another South Norfolk, and we've just been joined by a lady for North Norfolk as well.
Norwich Community Hospital,
yeah.
What does that actually mean?
So community hospitals and services are different to the acute services offered by hospitals such as the Norfolk and Norwich or James Paget. So we'll offer, for example, rehabilitation for people once they've been discharged from the Norfolk and Norwich, or we'll have nurses and occupational therapists visiting people at home if they need ongoing support. If they're unable to make it to their GP surgery, for example, for their flu jab or something like that, then a nurse would go out to see them there.
So how did this new role come about?
So this role and the service that I'm a part of is a result of the Trust's health and care strategy, which is linked into the NHS England 5-year plan, which recognises that a lot of the hospital trusts work incredibly well with volunteers and others have areas where they could improve on. And it was seen that this trust could do more to work better with other local voluntary organisations, as well as incorporating a volunteer team within their own setup. So my role has been to identify areas where existing organisations already exist, so teams can better signpost on to those existing areas. But if there is something that we can do in-house, for example, have volunteers helping on the wards, then developing volunteer roles for that and recruiting volunteers to join us.
And how long does the project go on for?
So we're funded until March 2018, but we're hoping that if we can make this service a success and really demonstrate the impact that volunteers can have to improve the stay that patients have with us, then we hope that the service will continue after that.
So how long have you been working here?
So I started in March of this year, and the three volunteer coordinators started, two of them last month and one just yesterday. So it's all a very, very new project.
And what was going to happen? What are you planning to do with this project?
Okay, so as it's a community trust, there's a large number of services that are part of that. So the first few months that I've spent with the project and what the volunteer coordinators are doing now in their localities is get to know the work of the trust and the teams that deliver different services. So for example, one of the projects that I visited right near the beginning of our service is the Matrix project, which is part of City Reach in central Norwich, and they work supporting sex workers. I've also been to the Sure Start centres, which are children's centres, working very closely with the one in Beauthorpe, and also the community nursing teams and on the wards here at Norwich Community Hospital. So the conversations are obviously all slightly different based on the different services they're delivering, but it's all looking at a fundamental thing, which is what could we do to enhance the care that patients receive? So we'd never be replacing anything that a staff member would do. It's all about enhancing things. So the roles that we've identified so far are all quite varied but have a similar theme, which is you'll either be supporting patients directly, so it's potential for having a chat with somebody on the ward if they don't have very many visitors. We have one lady that set up a newspaper group on a Friday so the patients on the ward can come together and keep in touch with what's happening in the world. And then there's other roles which are more behind the scenes things. So we've got quite a few different admin volunteers who have started and they're doing quite a variety of things. So some people are sending out the patient experience forms to people once they've been discharged. Other people are sending out condoms to people who've requested them through the Matrix project. Other people are helping with Mill Lodge, which is an adult respite unit in Taverham, setting up an admin system for them because the staff there, it's not their background. So what all of the roles have in common is they're either enhancing the patient experience directly by spending one-on-one time that nurses don't have time to do necessarily, or behind the scenes freeing up clinicians' time. We've got two lovely young volunteers who are helping with our stockroom at this hospital. And the stockroom is used by the community nursing team, so they'll come in and collect their bandages or whatever it is they might need for their day's visits. And because there's so many different nurses coming in and out of the cupboard, we found that the cupboard was often quite a big mess. So it meant that when one of the administrators had to come and sort it out to do the order, it was taking them a really long time to do it and taking them away from the phone calls from patients calling in. So having two volunteers come in, one comes in on a Tuesday and they will tidy the cupboard and do an audit. So then the member of staff can put an order in, and the next day the other volunteer comes in and puts everything where it should be. And we found that that really frees up the time of the administrators to take the phone calls that they should be doing. But it's also saving us money because it means that we're not accidentally buying things that are already in the cupboard that people couldn't see.
I can see that. And it's must be quite a rewarding job for the people involved. The
definitely
involved.
Yes, and they're both
like that sort of thing.
They're both really keen to stay until it's finished, so we've actually got the nice situation where we're encouraging them to go home because they've done such a good job. But
so often does it.
And
you said they were young. Is it, are there all age groups?
Absolutely, yes. I've been really pleasantly surprised by the number of applications we have from such a wide variety of people. And most people often think of volunteers as older retired women, but actually that's not really the case so much here. We've actually got quite a lot of students from the UEA who have come to us because they want to gain experience either as part of their course or just because they want to. Some people are thinking about a career in healthcare, so they want to get some practical experience to decide if that is the right path for them. We've also have quite a few volunteers who have come to us because someone in their family has used our services before, so they want to give something back by volunteering with us, which is really nice. And also often those people have, because they've experienced the service, can add really something extra to the patients that they in turn support because they understand how that person's feeling.
Yes, that makes sense. And how do you find and encourage your volunteers to volunteer?
So there's a few different methods. Traditionally, putting things on our own website and on the Voluntary Norfolk Opportunities website is a really great way to be found by someone actively looking to volunteer, but we also try to be a bit more proactive than just doing that. So we'll go out to local events. We went to the UEA volunteering event a few weeks ago. We'll go to the Care for Carers event as well, so we can get out in the community and meet people face to face and explain what we do. We also put articles in local parish magazines and go out to residents associations to speak. So it's a big mixture of different methods that we use. They'll do basic training, for example, health and safety to make sure that they're okay, manual handling to make sure that they're okay if they're lifting boxes, for example, in the stockroom. They'll also do courses such as safeguarding and patient safety to make sure that they're working to the same kind of professional standards as a member of staff in those areas, so they know how to report something if they're worried about it.
And so that sounds like it's a good experience to get that training.
Definitely. I think it's really invaluable to have some training before you start, especially if you don't come from a healthcare background. Working in a hospital environment could be quite intimidating. So all of our volunteers, if they're going to be working on a ward, for example, will then go on to have a ward induction. So they'll spend time with the ward manager and he'll introduce or she'll introduce the volunteer to the different people that they'll be working alongside and explain how the ward works and take them to a team meeting so the volunteer feels more comfortable in their role before they get started. And when we have more volunteers with experience of being there for quite a long time, we'll have experienced volunteers then supporting new volunteers too, which I think will be brilliant.
Yes. And have you had any feedback from the people that they're looking after?
We've not had any direct feedback from the patients yet. We will be doing that once the service is slightly more established, definitely looking to get feedback. We've got kind of word of mouth feedback about the impact that people are having on the wards, and other volunteers hearing how well appreciated one of them, like the new newspaper group, for example, has had really good feedback from people looking forward to it coming back again the next week. So yeah, the first signs are that it is really appreciated. Most of the roles that we've got that have already started, we have had feedback from staff, and that's all been incredibly positive.
Has it?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
they do come back then, do they?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And are you looking for volunteers at the moment?
We are, yes. We have all of our roles that we're looking for available on our website, and it changes from time to time because sometimes we've got enough volunteers for one particular role. We're particularly looking for, in Norwich, volunteers who would like to do community befriending. So visiting people in their own home and visiting people on the wards as well. We're looking in Aylsham for people to join our Squirrel Centre, which is a respite unit for children who have physical disabilities. So we're looking for volunteers there to help play with them, read to them, and go out with staff members in addition to them at the weekends. So there's quite a variety of different roles.
What are the frustrations and the joys of the job?
The frustrations are probably that sometimes you would like things to move slightly more quickly than they can, but being very realistic, because we are in an NHS environment, it's extremely important that we get everything right. So we make sure that the volunteers have the right training, they have the right support, they're slotted into roles which are suitable to them. Because we can't make any mistakes, we can't impact a patient's stay with us in a negative way. So sometimes it can feel like things take a little bit longer than they would in another environment, but it's for very good reason. The most rewarding things are probably twofold. So firstly, the feedback from patients and staff members about the impact that volunteers are having. Knowing that we're saving money by not ordering extra stock is fantastic. Knowing that patients on the ward are looking forward to something happening and they've got people to talk to if they didn't have visitors otherwise, it's really, really fantastic to hear that feedback. But also, it's equally as positive to hear from volunteers that they're enjoying what they're doing and that they feel that they're making a positive impact and they're looking forward to coming in. So it's a mixture of both, really.
Well, Jules, that sounds like something that everybody's going to say they want. It's a good thing for the patients and good for the volunteers. We wish you very well with the project and hope it continues. And we'll keep in touch with you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jules Alderson, Integrated Volunteer Service Manager, based at Norwich Community Hospital. And you can email Jules for more information about volunteering. Her email address is volunteering@nchc.nhs.uk. That's volunteering@nchc.nhs.uk.